beats the tackle of Saleh, gives it to Josh Morris. That's how they crack them. He gives it to Montoya. He gets 4 points.
Now to Holland down the sideline. Gets inside it to Disco. Reaches out.
It comes to Lamb.
Oh, it's bounced off the legs. He's away. He's away. And by. And by. With 20 to go. With 10 to go. The Bulldogs are going to snatch it.
Well, there you go. There probably wasn't enough of that from the Bulldogs last year. Their attack never quite clicked, and why trials are a necessary evil for all National Rugby League clubs, they're probably more important for the Bulldogs than most because they're trying to get their attack together under the new coach and Dean Pay. Josh Morris joins us on the line. G'day, Josh.
Morning, guys.
Came together all right on the weekend, mate.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. It's always good to get out there and come away from the game without any injuries and get a win as well. So, yeah, there were some good signs moving forward and into the next week.
Josh, how would you describe Dean Pay as a coach?
He's a lot more relaxed than what we have had with Desi, I guess.
But, yeah, that would be
hard. He's got his own views and his own philosophies. I think he likes to back the players and let them play to their strengths. But we've still got that that shape to fall back on if we need to as well.
So less structure, less restrictions than the past 12 months?
Yeah, probably. And I think, probably see, the way he played, he's a really aggressive type of player as well. So he's big on his defence as well. So hopefully, you'll see a pretty aggressive side round one as well.
So change, obviously, the big one is from a coaching point of view, but change from a personnel point of view. So you've had two real leaders of the club in James Graham and Josh Reynolds leave the club. Josh Jackson is the new captain. Have you noticed a difference within the playing group? I guess that comes back to you as senior player and experienced player looking to lead the way as well, Josh.
Yeah, definitely there has been a bit of a change. And with that change, the younger boys have to step up as well. There's a few players that have been added to the leadership group and they're taking that with both hands. And obviously, you have blokes like Kieran and Aaron Woods come across. Aaron was captain at his club, and Kieran, he's a world-class player, and he does a fair bit of talking on the field as well. So, whilst we have lost Josh and James, these players have definitely filled the void.
We're chatting with the Bulldogs centre and Josh Morris. Josh, Kieran, the reports are, and I didn't see the game, mate, so it makes it a little bit difficult, but he played the 40 minutes. How did he fit in and what sort of spark did he give the side?
Yeah, he fit in really well. I think, he was very vocal. You could hear him on both sides of the field and he was popping up on both sides of the field. And that allowed Matt Frawley to just concentrate on his role. And also, it gives the forwards a lot of confidence knowing where they have to be and what he wants them to do. So he'll only get better as the year progresses, and definitely very excited about him being in our side.
There was a lot of off-field. It could have been a distraction, depending on how the playing group viewed them. I'm talking about the board elections of a couple of weeks ago. I think I've never seen a playing group used as much as pawns within that. Josh, did that have an impact on the squad? And what was the word coming through from senior players or Dean Pay and management there about how you should be responding both publicly and privately?
Oh, look, it was a little bit of a distraction, I'm not going to lie, but as footy players, our job's to play footy, and we had a pretty tough pre-season to focus on. So that was the main thing. And now it's done and dusted. We can move on with it. And as I said, just concentrate on our footy. We're paid to play football, and the pre-seasons are hard enough. So, turning up to every training session, we were just thinking about that.
Have you been addressed by the new board?
Lynn and Chris came in last week. I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday morning, just to have a chat for about half an hour and just tell everyone their thoughts and that they're right behind us and the coaching staff. So, that was a nice introduction, and I'm sure we'll see them throughout the year as well.
Moses Mbai must be looking forward to having that freedom of playing in that fullback position, which comes with a lot of responsibility these days, Josh.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, he's had a couple of years in the halves, and Dean's seen something in him that, you know, he thinks he can play fullback. And, yeah, he's had a pretty hard preseason there. He's done a lot of extra running to make sure he can cope with it. But, yeah, when he gets the ball on those kick returns and brings it back, he's definitely got a spark. And you know, if he gets half a chance, his speed can allow him to get through the line. So I'm very excited at the prospect of him playing fullback this year.
It's a little bit of an unfair comparison, but I guess Bulldogs fans would love him to be that Ben Barber player, wouldn't they, from the back? Easier said than done.
Yeah, it is easier said than done. Obviously, Benny had a fantastic year that year and won the Dally M. So, yeah, if he could go close to that, it'd be very nice.
Yeah, you'd take that.
Hey, I'm just looking at this game on Friday night, Josh. It's a testimonial game. And I'm looking at the criteria set down by the National Rugby League as to who gets a testimonial game. 250 NRL games, you'll be there very shortly. 10 years consecutive with a club, you're in your 10th year with the Bulldogs. Every other criteria you actually fulfil. Is that something that you have spoken to the club about? Would you get your manager to speak to the club about that, make it perhaps a submission to the National Rugby League?
I will now that you've said it. I had no idea that the criteria or anything like that is, but no, it's certainly something I'll have to approach with the manager now. And look, it'd be nice. I mean, obviously, I think they've got 30,000 people going to that game, and
yeah,
it'll be a great night for them too. And you know, they are great statesmen of the game, so they deserve a night for them.
There's no jealousy from other players towards Melbourne, thinking they're getting an unfair advantage, Melbourne and also the North Queensland Cowboys.
Nah, look, I'm sure they'll have a great night there, and obviously the Queensland supporters will get up there and show their support for two of their, arguably, the Queensland's greatest origin players.
So the way to look at it is, hang on, it's a rort, but then you go, hang on, you might be eligible for one too.
Not
invited. Oh, hang on, what a great idea.
What a good idea.
What's the old saying? It's only a rort if you're not in on it.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely.
Hey, the other one I want to ask you about, I know you've got your brother Brett, of course, it's been well known, but you've got a younger brother, Dylan, that's making his way from a Dragons point of view. He's lightning fast. Reminds me so much of your father when you see him run. How's he tracking?
Yeah, he's going all right. I think he played in the trial last week, and yeah, he is lightning fast. I think we more so got mum's height. He's got dad's height, so he's got a little bit more of a challenge. But you know, if he keeps working hard, there's no reason why he can't succeed in the game as well.
Yeah, which is terrific. Josh, will you play this weekend? Kieran Foran, I think the indication is he won't play this weekend. Do you play this weekend?
Not sure yet. Right. Obviously, we had a recovery session yesterday, and Dean will probably talk to the squad today in regards to who's playing on the weekend. So we'll just have to wait and see.
And an easy one to start, mate. Melbourne Storm in Perth at the new... No, it's not. Yes, it is.
Yeah,
it's at the new stadium, which is it's an oval, but it'd still be exciting to be at that new stadium.
Yeah, definitely. We've played them over there in Perth a few years ago and came away with a good result. But, it'll be interesting to see where we're at. First round, you're taking on the Premiers. We've had a tough pre-season, and you want to know where you stand. So to get the Premiers first round, it'll be a good measuring stick to see where we're at. And hopefully we can go there and get a win and come back smiles.
And Josh, just one final one from me, mate. The new play the ball, you know, you've got to have that intention to play the ball. Did you notice that in the trial game? Was there an extra focus on that from the players, and do you think it'll work?
Yeah, we've had the rest here for a couple of scrimmage sessions, and they have blown a few of them. In the trial on the weekend, I think there was only one that we had. So I guess it's up to the referee how they want to police it. Some will probably be stricter than others, and you might see some refs blow more penalties than others. So, you got to be wary of it under fatigue. because you don't want a silly little error like a play the ball penalty to cost you the game. So
Absolutely.
In the first 5 or 6 weeks, it's going to be very important.
Well, it's not such an issue for you guys now that Sam Cassiano is no longer in the club. He just used to roll it between the legs.
Well, you won't recognise him when you see him next time. Which will be round one. We thank you for your time, mate.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.